Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real. And the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday morning, August 27, 2025, and we have a lineup of nonprofit headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Giving back to the community. KHEC staff complete over 800 volunteer hours. KHEC staff members have completed over 800 volunteer hours so far in 2025 as part of their commitment to community development. Each staff member volunteers for 22 hours annually at local organizations through team outreach, supporting nonprofits like the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina, North Raleigh Ministries, Dress for Success of the Triangle, and Made for Me. They also volunteer with NC Senior Games, the Flower Shuttle, and Amy's Ray of Sunshine. Community Relations Manager Stephanie Lee emphasized the importance of volunteerism in strengthening both the neighborhoods they serve and their own team. KHEC is a community development organization that provides affordable housing and supportive services in the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic regions. Atlanta nonprofit pursuing record for world's longest kickball game. Men Opposing Sex Trafficking Most is gearing up for their third record-breaking feat, aiming to break the 51-hour mark for the world's longest marathon kickball game at Landmark Christian School in Fairburn, Georgia. This time, 13 women will join 27 men in the effort, all volunteering their time to support the nonprofit's mission. The game will take place over Labor Day weekend, starting at 8 a.m. on Friday, October 29th, and concluding at noon on Sunday, October 31st. Players must stay on the field for the duration, only taking 5-minute bathroom breaks every 2 hours. The current record of 51 hours was set in 2011, with a final score of 431-306. To support Most's cause and raise awareness about sex trafficking, the public is invited to attend the event for free, with a live stream available on wearemost.org.
Supreme Court of Maryland denies request to review appeal, allowing the village at Providence Point to proceed. National Lutheran Communities and Services announces that the Supreme Court of Maryland has denied the final appeal by Crab Creek Conservancy, Inc., allowing the village at Providence Point to move forward. The court's decision validates the Planning Commission's approval of a forest conservation variance for the project, after a lengthy process that started in 2009. NLCS President and CEO Cindy Walters expressed excitement to make the environmentally responsible project a reality for older adults in Annapolis. The community will offer thoughtfully designed housing options, create jobs, provide environmental protections, and preserve forested land. Construction is set to begin in 2025, with the community opening within 28 months of groundbreaking.
Seven Hope Alliance confirms 7OH is lawful and supported by science, addresses claims by Kratom associations. Seven Hope Alliance confirms that 7OH is lawful and supported by science, addressing claims by the American Kratom Association. Legal experts have confirmed that 7OH is not unlawful under the U.S. Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, and leading researchers from Johns Hopkins, Harvard, and UCLA have rejected claims of overdose deaths, respiratory depression, and widespread dependence from 7OH. If 7OH were unlawful, the same provisions would apply to many Kratom products on the market, and there would be no reason for the DEA to schedule the substance. The AKA's campaign is not based on science, but on eliminating competition to reclaim market share for their paid members. Seven Hope Alliance is leading the fight to protect access to 7OH through their Save7OH.org campaign, bringing together consumers, scientists, healthcare providers, and policymakers to share real stories and real science.
Investor news breaks. NIBA to host 151st Investment Conference in Fort Lauderdale. this September. The National Investment Banking Association, NIBA, will be hosting its 151st Investment Conference on September 16-17, 2025, at the Westin Fort Lauderdale Beach Resort. The event will bring together various industry professionals, including registered investment advisors, private equity groups, and fund managers. Participating companies will have the opportunity to present their business operations and growth roadmaps in 10-minute presentations, followed by one-on-one meetings with investment professionals. NIBA's Executive Director, Emily Fauci, highlighted the organization's role in fostering partnerships and collaboration within the industry. NIBA has a 40-year track record of completing thousands of transactions totaling over $100 billion in new capital for emerging growth companies. For more information, visit nibanet.org. Investor News Breaks. Sustain Southern California to host 10th Annual Water Solutions event at UCI Beal Applied Innovation. Sustain Southern California will host the 10th Annual Water Solutions event at UCI Beal Applied Innovation on Tuesday, August 26, 2025. The event will bring together thought leaders, policy experts, and innovators to discuss strategies for ensuring water supplies in Southern California. Topics include reuse, recycling, desalination, PFAS mitigation, and more. Sustain SoCal President Scott Kitcher emphasized the importance of the forum in strategizing the region's water resources. The event will showcase the latest innovations and collaborative approaches for sustainable water and economic development. To learn more, visit the Sustain SoCal website. The Dairy Alliance hosts Maddox Batson Sweepstakes in North Carolina and Tennessee. The Dairy Alliance, a nonprofit funded by dairy farm families in the Southeast, is hosting two exclusive sweepstakes in North Carolina and Tennessee to bring fans closer to rising country artist Maddox Batson. Winners will enjoy VIP experiences, including meet and greets, concert access, and behind-the-scenes opportunities. The Meet Maddox in North Carolina VIP Experience Sweepstakes will award up to four winners with two tickets to Maddox Batson's I Need a Truck Tour in Charlotte on September 27, 2025. The Tennessee Turn Up Win Floor Seats to Maddox Batson's Sweepstakes offers fans the chance to win floor seat tickets to Lainey Wilson's Whirlwind World Tour in Nashville on October 2, 2025. Entry is open to residents of select states, and participants must be at least 15 years old. For more information and to enter, visit the Dairy Alliance website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.